the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, daddy, don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then.
Tell me you didn't get chills the first time you played that all the way through.
Oh, the boy was just like me. See what I did here?
Everything goes full circle, yeah.
ESPN Milwaukee's Gabe Neitzel in studio with us this morning. Michelle's in for Eric. Hey, what? We were having a laugh today because in the NBA draft, LeBron James' son, Bronny, right?
Yeah, so he's LeBron James Jr., but he goes by Bronny.
Got drafted, as many hoped he would, by the Lakers. Father and son will play together in the association?
Yeah, it's going to be the first time that's ever happened at the NBA level because, I mean, we've seen it before in different sports. The most famous example, I would say, would be the Griffeys, Ken Griffey playing with Ken Griffey Jr. in Seattle, late 80s, early 90s, forget the specific year. But this is the first time it's ever happened where you're going to have father and son on the same NBA team. And when you think about it, I mean, the NBA is a young man's game. You know, usually guys aren't playing to the age that LeBron James is, but him and his wife had, you know, Bronny at a relatively young age. That's kind of made this whole thing possible. So you've got a 40-year-old and his 19-year-old son.
What's the dynamic going to be like? I mean,
so that was my favorite. I think one of my favorite tweets I saw about it yesterday was like when Bronny's running and he's open, like on a fast break, is he just yelling, Dad, throw me the ball.
I don't know.
Like, exactly. Like there are very, very specifically few people that have like had this issue that these two are going to like, how do they communicate? How are they, you know? How is this all going to work? It's going to be a fascinating dynamic in Los Angeles.
We were laughing though over just imagine yourself, like whatever walk of life you're in, whatever job you're in, if you're doing that job with your dad.
But a lot of places do that. Like my dad, for example, my dad's an electrician up in Horicon.
Okay.
Had his own business for a while. It was his dad's business before that. So he learned from his dad on how to be an electrician. We've seen that with family businesses before. So,
all right. So that, you know, in those fields. Okay.
Yeah. Like, especially I would like trade
farming
fields, you know,
sure.
Mm-hmm, things like that.
Boy,
you kind of learn.
Take over the farm here.
Yeah. But athletically, yeah, again, it's a little different dynamic, I think.
I just think we've had Joe Vetrano on the show before, my dad.
Yeah.
Talking about sports and baseball. Do you want me to read what it would sound like to have my dad working
absolutely
here? This is the text I get from him yesterday. Like, he can't just, everyone loves this Brewers team, right?
Yeah.
We're in first place. Yes. Everybody's hurt. We're finding ways, you know, whatever. But everybody loves this team, right?
Yeah. I was at the game on Wednesday. It was spectacular. Like, it was a wild game. You know, they had the grand slam inside the park or went on a walk-off. It was a great day at the ballpark.
My dad's probably only takeaway from that game specifically would be, we left a lot of runners in scoring position, stranded. Yeah, but we won, man.
But who cares if you win the game?
This would be what it was like if my dad worked here. Here's his text to my brother and me. Okay, in a break from tradition, I am compelled to offer thoughts on the Crew's midseason performance. That's right, we are 81 games into the 2024 season, and the Brewers are in first in the National League Central, 6 up on the Cards, owning the third best record, et cetera, et cetera. Their pitching has somehow hung in there despite a rash of injuries. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Good. I would say that's a good assessment.
Hitting is so much better than last year's. 5 starters over 250. Last year, you'd be lucky to find 1 or 2. Smoke and mirrors, baby, smoke and mirrors. Another look at the All-Star break. A shocked hardball aficionado. Can't we just enjoy the ride?
Well, so here's the thing about the Brewers that maybe your dad has not adjusted to. You can win in more than one way in Major League Baseball now. Like, that's what the rule changes have done. Most people want to focus on the pitch clock of the rule change and how things have sped up. But also by expanding the base, the way they did, making them bigger and limiting the number of times a pitcher can throw over, they're encouraging more steals. Brewers lead the league in steals. They are aggressive on the base paths. They are winning in a way that teams haven't won in quite a while because they're allowed to win this way. That the rule changes are allowing different styles of baseball to exist. You don't have to be the Yankees and sit back and wait for Aaron Judge to hit a 3-run home run to score all your runs. You can manufacture runs, and that's the way the Brewers are winning, and that is a sustainable way to win in Major League Baseball in 2024.
What's your dad do, Michelle? Well, he's retired now,
he's
right?
He's retired. Yeah. He was a firefighter, so yeah, I can't.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't.
I don't think I would do that. I don't know if I have the right, you know, skill set for that.
That's probably another job, though, where the family dynamic could get complicated.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
That's got to be a storyline on Chicago Fire or something like that. The old man and the boy who doesn't get it. What's the cop show with Selleck? Same thing.
What is that, Blue Bloods?
Yeah, Blue Bloods. A lot of exhaling loudly on that show.
Is that what happens when you're a parent? He just, that's a lot of...
just a lot of... We really think hard and long about a lot of really tough issues in that family. Thanks, Gabe. Have a good one.
Anytime.
657 on Wisconsin's Morning News.